St. Gregory's University is an Oklahoma earthquake icon. When a 5.7 magnitude quake struck near the city of Prague in November 2011, one of the school's century-old Tudor Gothic-style towers collapsed. Another started spitting bricks.
It did some major damage 25 miles away from the epicenter.
Yeah, Sky 5 flew over St.
The quake is Oklahoma's largest on record. It's also the largest earthquake anywhere that scientists have linked to disposal wells used by the oil and gas industry. Two people were injured, none at St. Gregory's.
But last night's earthquake caused history to come crashing down.
The quake and the startling images of the crumbling towers brought a lot of attention to the university. Lesser known is the fact that the damage and the financial toll of the 2011 quake still plague St. Gregory's today in 2015. Abbot Lawrence Stassisson gives me a tour of their workshop, which houses the monks' wood and metal shop, sewing and shoe repair tools, and the garage where they maintain vehicles and various machines. The building also hosts a chicken hatchery.
You can see the cracks coming down again in the separation of the cinder block walls.
Sunlight shines through the gaps. On the second story, the floors are buckled and wavy.
We had two outside engineering firms examine the building, and both have condemned the building.
The monk's workshop is unfixable. The broken building will have to be demolished and replaced with a new one. The total bill is hundreds of thousands of dollars. Abbot Lawrence says they would need a big public fundraising campaign to pay for it. There are no immediate plans to have one. That's because, in true monk fashion, others' earthquake needs come first. And right now, the university next door still hasn't recovered from the 2011 earthquake.
But when the earthquake hit, it provided us, really hard hit to our budget, which we are still trying to overcome today.
Harley Lingerfelt is the vice president of operations at St. Gregory's University. The private college is small, and the size of the school's budget reflects that. University officials had raised millions of dollars to restore the school's signature building, Benedictine Hall, which was built in 1915 and features prominently on the school's logo. Lingerfelt says much of that money was diverted to earthquake repairs.
I can't give you the exact amount, but it was considerable.
Lingerfelt takes me to the roof and shows me the towers up close.
This other turret behind it is the one that had the big hole in it.
And bricks were coming out of it.
Bricks started coming out of it.
The two towers have been repaired and retrofitted to be more earthquake resistant.
This line here of stone all the way up is all brand new, everything down below. And you can definitely see the difference between the older and the newer brick when you get up closer.
In June, Oklahoma's Supreme Court ruled that a woman injured in the 2011 Prague earthquake can continue a lawsuit seeking damages from oil and gas companies operating disposal wells in the area. A similar lawsuit over property damage has also been filed. The court cases suggest the next earthquake battle could be over who pays for damages. The situation at St. Gregory's shows how complicated and costly even moderate earthquakes can be. Abbot Lawrence is round, soft, and funny.
I love the graffiti there on our backhoe. Peace, love, and faith on the backhoe.
But his light humor and laughter often leads to thoughtful observations. Lawrence says monasteries represent commitment. When monks enter the brotherhood, they make a vow of stability.
And that's why monasteries have been centers of agriculture and architecture and learning.
Lawrence says the monks of St. Gregory's are committed to that vow of stability, even if the earth below them is shaky. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.